Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Monday. What else? A rainy, drizzly, ugly Monday. What else? It's all we get around here now. April, May doesn't seem to matter. 42 degrees this morning when I was outside at 7:30. Now it's about 49 and raining. Yankees, if you know, they're playing well. They're home tonight to play the Orioles. I doubt they're going to get, it looks like it's going to rain all night, so I don't know if they'll call it or not. I would think they would, but we'll wait and see. We'll get you the first word we heard here on the Yankees as to whether they will play tonight. Hicks back if they do. I don't know if they want to put him in a wet outfield, though, this evening to start things off. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. I doubt they would play tonight anyway. But we'll have to wait and see where that takes us. A lot going on. It's a busy week. Obviously, we have the PGA in town. What a way to show the golfing world how great all weather is. They're going to be sitting there waiting for a practice round for a couple of days. It's going to rain today, going to rain tomorrow and be 50 degrees. Maybe they get out on Wednesday. Some people have been there for 10 days already. I understand that. But, boy, the weather has just been atrocious. And it just doesn't seem to be letting up. I mean, supposedly, if you look at it, and you're someone who's going out to the PGA this week or cares about it like a lot of us do, it looks like tomorrow is a washout again, 50 degrees and raining, and then it's going to be sunny Wednesday, sunny Thursday, sunny Friday, sunny Saturday, and sunny Sunday with temperatures in the high 60s or 70. That would be a blessing, I mean, if that's the case. So I guess you'll have to worry about Wednesday for a practice round, maybe tomorrow afternoon, and get ready for Thursday, and looks like the weather's going to be okay for the weekend. Hopefully it is, because it's a big weekend around here. The Preakness, obviously, this weekend. Draft lottery tomorrow night. Two conference finals coming up after the two game sevens yesterday that we'll get to. So, Yanks playing well. Mets got rained out yesterday. Didn't want to lose any games against the Marlins. They're off 2 days in a row. They'll play the Nationals tomorrow night. So, we got that going on with the Mets. The Yanks, a half game out of first and playing 600 baseball, doing a very good job. We'll keep you up to date on whether they will play this evening or not. Let's begin with the game sevens yesterday for the two games. And I saw the second game. I got to see a lot of the first game. In the first game, great crowd, as you would expect in Denver. I've been in that building. I've been in that building other years where they had good teams. It's a good building. Hard building to play in. And the way Portland opened that game, missing their first 10 threes, little it off completely, Denver had a chance to be up 25 points minimum. Minimum. 30 wouldn't have been out of the question, but 25 for sure. Instead, they're up 9 at the half, and you knew they were in trouble. You knew they were going to be in trouble. Jokic, by his own admission, ran out of gas, and McCollum had a great game. They got a couple of big, you know, they got a nice performance from Cantor, I thought, with 12 and 13, and they go on to win on the road, which is not easy to do. I mean, it's hard to win game sevens on the road. They won a game seven on the road. I don't like their matchup at all. Durant or no Durant, I still think Golden State wins. Frankly, I think it's a bad matchup for them. So I don't like the matchup. I think Golden State wins. The second game, wild game. Again, you can see the pressure of a game seven. You can see guys who've never been in a game seven before. You can see how guys don't want the shot. You can see how guys force shots. You can see how much the pressure plays on the players in these game sevens, especially guys who aren't used to it. And Leonard, who's been around, obviously not afraid to take charge, clearly, 39 shots, including the last one, which will be remembered forever, which was a bizarre shot, as you've seen probably countless times already. But I thought the difference in that game, without any question was Serge Ibaka. I mean, to me, in a game that's a two-point game, he's plus 22 into plus minus in 29 minutes. He has 17 points, huge threes, eight rebounds, big plays, gets his hands, keep balls alive. I mean, I thought Serge Ibaka, who will have to be great in the next series for them to win, because I think Milwaukee has more talent. I think Milwaukee wins. So I think it's going to be Milwaukee and Golden State in the final. Give the Sixers credit on some counts for playing hard, for getting a force into Game 7. Okay? From that standpoint, no problem with it. As far as, you know, individual guys, hey, it's emotional to go through that the first time. There's pressure on some of these guys. They still got to grow up. I mean, Embiid's got to grow up. He's got to grow up on the court. He's got to grow up off the court. His conditioning's got to get better. He's got to understand what needs to be done and what the right play is at the right time. He's got a world of talent, but you still have to know when to make certain plays and when to be in certain spots at certain times. Plus, he's got to mature off the court. That's all there is to it. Simmons is the issue. I mean, if you want to be a great player, you can't go into Game 7 as a franchise player and take five shots. You've got to expand your game and understand your liability. And I understand that he has no confidence, and he's like, I'm not going to take anything I can't make, which is why he's 4-for-5 last night. But your team needs more. I mean, I'd rather have Butler last night trying and missing than to have Simmons running away from the shot. And Simmons has got to expand his game. He's got to learn to have more confidence in his game, and he's got to expand his ability to shoot. His inability to shoot is costing him dramatically. He cannot go in a game, play 42 minutes, take five shots. And that was a huge, huge factor. And listen, I thought Lowry made big plays. I thought a couple of their guys obviously were a little wide-eyed in Game 7. But I thought Ibaka's game was sensational. He made three threes. He made, got eight rebounds. He had big plays. He had, big rebounds, big touches, big threes. He's plus 22 in a two-point game. I mean, in 29 minutes. That was an enormous game for him. And he would have to be big for them to advance. Draft Lowry tomorrow. Obviously, I can't tell you anything. Hey, wear your lucky shirt tomorrow. What can I tell you? That's basically it. It's not in anybody's hands. We'll see what happens. And I think they'd be fortunate to get either one of these next series to go seven games. Fortunate. I don't think either one will. Should get a decent final. Now, who knows where Durant is? Milwaukee, this is going to be growing pains for them. They're going to learn some stuff. But they're a good offensive team. They're a team with a lot of physical talent. So I think they will get their way to the final, and I don't think that surprised anybody, but I think that's the way it looks to me. Toronto will play hard, but they're limited, and I don't like the Portland matchup at all against Golden State. Durant or no Durant, I just don't like the matchup. As far as the Yankees, I have the Yankee lineup for you. Weather permitting this evening, they will try, evidently. Let me know, Mons, when they open the gates, because the Yankees usually, if they open the gates, they're going to be there a while. That's usually their MO. They don't open the gates and call the game. They usually, once they open the gates, they mean business. So let me know when they do or they don't. That'll be a little later on. But I can give you the Yankee lineup right now. Got it in front of me. Here we go. The Yankee lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees. Let me get it big enough so I can read it. There we go. Hicks is in the lineup in center field. Voit at first. Sanchez catching. Frazier DH. Torres at short. Gaudy in left. Urshela at third. Estrada at second. Maben in right. And Sessa is on the mound. That is the Yankee lineup this evening. Again, weather permitting. The weather forecast is not good. It is for rain at least through 10 o'clock tonight. So the Yankees are going to give it a shot. We'll see. We'll see. It's Baltimore. They see them a lot. I know they don't like doubleheaders, but we'll see what happens. And, we'll, and the first indication will be whether the Yankees open the gates tonight or not. That's still a little ways down the line. Okay, so obviously we will do a lot on the draft lottery tomorrow. We will do a lot on the NBA series. We will do a lot on the PGA with, obviously, Tiger installed with Rory as the favorite. The PGA will be an enormous story this week. Great golf course, challenging golf course, tremendous field, and obviously the resurgence with Tiger having won the last one, and now everybody has, you know, is in love with Tiger again. So, you know, everyone believes that he's going to win this thing, which I think is asking a tremendous amount. I mean, do not think this is Tiger of 2000. I think that's a mistake if you think that. But listen, he won last one. We'll see if he can put two together. If he ever puts two together, my God, the story in golf as you go to the U.S. Open will be just utterly amazing, but that is still a long way off. And then you have the Preakness this weekend, which looks like they're going to have a field of 12. And for the first time since 1951, they will not have a horse that finished on the board in the Kentucky Derby. First time since 51 that has happened. You know that the disqualified horses' connections are angry. You know the other three are not coming. Obviously, Country House is ill. The other two have decided to pass. So Improbable, War Will, who will be, I think, very prominent in this race. And they head a field where there will be four Derby horses and a lot of new shooters in the race for the Preakness. And obviously, the race will be hurting because of the fact that you don't have, you know, listen, the idea is to have a horse that tries to see if he can make history, and that will not be the case in this year's Preakness. But we have that to look forward to. We got the PGA all week, and the draft lottery, and the two series, and everything else that's going on, and the baseball. And Mets have the day off. They obviously got rained out yesterday. They would have loved to play the Marlins again. Hey, you get the Marlins, play them. You want to play them as many times as you possibly can, especially this edition of the Marlins. So the Mets got healthy for 2 days against the Marlins. They like to keep it going. They're off again today. Tomorrow they will be in Washington. Yanks home against the Orioles. They'll be off Thursday, and then I don't know if the Orioles have the day off Thursday. I didn't look. Look and see if they're off there, Anthony, because they could play a day game Thursday if they wanted to. If they both have off, the Yankees have off. And then the Yankees will welcome the Rays in on Friday. That's where we are. We got a lot to get to. We'll get it all rolling right after this.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.